This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the constitution is not only a compilation of articles, but its spirit and words are valuable for the government. He said the constitution is a lighthouse to give direction to the government. Mr. Modi stated this while replying in the Rajya Sabha on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both houses of parliament. Lauding the contribution of Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar, the Prime Minister said the constitution is entering the 75th year. During his speech, he hit out at those who opposed celebration of Constitution Day, saying that it has become a people's festival. On the vision of the government during the third term of the NDA government, the Prime Minister said, fighting against poverty will be the key agenda of the government. He said the country will be victorious against poverty. Mr. Modi said pace, depth and extension of the welfare schemes will be the top priorities of the government. He said the government is committed to make the country the third largest economy of the world in its third term. He said the country will witness massive change in the public transport system in the next 5 years. He said under the PM Kisan Samman Yojana, over 10 crore farmers have been benefited and over 3 lakh crore rupees have been disbursed to farmers in the last 6 years. He said the country's economy has reached the 5th spot from the 10th spot despite challenges posed by the COVID pandemic. He said the people supported the works done during the last 10 years of this government and they have chosen a performance. He said after 6 decades it happened that people have chosen any government for the third time in a row. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took stock of the situation at Police Lines Hathras today. The Chief Minister has reached District Hospital Hathras to meet the stampede victims and their families. A total of 121 people lost their lives and 31 were injured in the stampede that took place in a satsang event yesterday. It is feared that the death toll may rise. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Phool Rai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil. Officials said the stampede took place when devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under the chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav has said India's approach to utilising the potential of artificial intelligence AI is aimed at democratising technology. Inaugurating the Global India AI Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav stressed that technology should be accessible to everybody. He said the government will soon launch the India AI Mission, which is worth 10,000 crore rupees. He said it will invest in an AI compute infrastructure of 10,000 or more graphics processing unit through a public-private partnership. Mr. Vaishnav said the government is working on a legislation to regulate AI with a focus on addressing risks and implementing safeguards against potential harm. He said AI can be a very big tool to solve problems, but there is also a need to contain the risks. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab. India Meteorological Department IMD said the southwest monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days before the normal date. In its forecast, it said light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is expected in northwest and central part of the country during the next 4 days. Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and Gujarat are expected to experience very heavy rainfall today. Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh are expected to experience heavy rainfall today. The northeastern part of the country is also expected to get heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 4 days. In Wimbledon tennis, Sohan Bopanna with his Australian companion Matthew Ebden and Sumit Nagal along with his Serbian partner Dusan Lajovic will play their men's doubles opening matches today, while Bopanna and Ebden will take on Giovanni Mpetsi Pericar and Adrien Manarino of France. Sumit and Dusan will be up against the Spanish duo of Pedro Martinez and Jean Monnard. And with that, we end this news bulletin.